I'm Devin Eldridge, and you're listening to BPR News. The opioid epidemic is unavoidable, even on Halloween in Western North Carolina. BPR reports on a holiday decoration some parents think went too far in calling attention to the problem. Every year in Macon County, hundreds of families visit Halloween in the Park, an annual event thrown by the county where dozens of businesses hand out candy to trick-or-treaters. There are bounce houses, hayrides, and a haunted trail. Along that trail this year was a bobble-headed butler standing at attention, holding a serving tray with a sign that read, "Free Overdose Reversal Kits."
It's really about what's getting introduced to our kids and at what age.
That's Donna Steiner, who brought her two sons to the event. She was livid, along with Kayla Thompson, a mother of four.
I'm all for the whole, let's get the drug thing out of here and all that stuff, you know, like the whole awareness thing, but definitely not at an event for children. Like, I just, sure, at a certain age, you have to make them aware at some point, but I just don't see a 3 to 5 to 7 year old walking up to that, hey, let me get that marking kit, you know? I thought it was inappropriate.
The decoration was put out by Stephanie Almeida, who runs Full Circle Recovery, a substance abuse and treatment center in Franklin. She says the decoration was on display mostly to let parents know about the resources available at her facility. She gets why some parents were upset.
I totally understand. I don't want to explain it to any kid. So the fact that we're not speaking with our young people about the dangers in our community relating to the opioid epidemic doesn't make much sense to me. I want to protect our young people.
Other parents were supportive of Almeida's decision, like Erica Williams, mother of four.
There are addicts everywhere. People are overdosing all the time. Why not? She works her butt off to spread awareness and to save lives, so either way, I'm all for it.
Almeida cites data collected in 2014 for the Youth Risk Behavior Survey of Macon County, which indicates that nearly 2% of the middle schoolers there admitted to using a needle to ingest a drug. From there, the numbers climb in the study, which also shows that 4.5% admitted to taking an unprescribed drug to get high. She adds that those figures increased dramatically at the high school level, where 17.5% of students admitted to using a drug that was not prescribed. Almost 5% of those students had admitted to doing it 20 times or more. That's 60 students at Franklin High School.
That's a lot of kids. These numbers are horrific. It isn't only about the drug itself. It's about all the things that a young person needs in order to be healthy and connected into a community that cares about them.
More than 60,000 opioid-related deaths occurred last year across the United States, according to the Center for Disease Control. 8 of those deaths occurred in Macon County, where 24 overdose reversal kits were administered. For BPR News, I'm Davin Eldridge.